The following is a product of the Uprising High School Ministry at the Grove.
All right, so for those of you who weren't at camp and aren't like dying inside your face like I am right now, I'm like just like I feel like I've just got snot that just is like waiting for the green light to just blah everywhere. So that's where I'm at right now. Camp. So what I kind of want to do tonight, I wanted to give some people who went to camp an opportunity to come up here and share basically just the weekend in just a few words, what it was for them. And I don't want to do that to where for like the purpose isn't for anybody who didn't go to camp to go like, well, this like sucks. Like it's going to be like just one giant guilt trip all night. And I'm going to feel like I don't belong and that I'm not a part of anything here. And that's not the point at all. The point is actually the exact opposite of that. I explained at camp or last night there about this passage in the Bible. I think John. I'm like so brain dead right now. And it's about this. It's this moment where Jesus comes to this well out in Samaria, and there's a Samaritan woman, and Jesus is a Jew, and he's not supposed to interact with a Samaritan because Jews and Samaritans, it's like Jews are awesome, and Samaritans like they're not. They're just out there and they're doing their thing, and so a Jew would never like walk up to a Samaritan person, especially a woman, especially like a Jewish rabbi teacher would never walk up to a Samaritan woman. And so he's sitting there at this well and she walks up and he asks her for some water. And they have this interaction and she's like, water? Like what? Like you don't even have anything to get water with. And he tells her, he's like, listen, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water. Because the water that I have to give is living water. And whoever drinks this water will never thirst again. I could use some of that water right now because I'm like dying right here. If I just get one of that, like, Jesus, please. So my throat stops hurting. I woke up this morning and it just felt like daggers were just like sticking out. Like, you know that like magic trick that's like swords in the box? Like, that's what my throat felt like this morning. And I was just like, Jill got up and she took care of our daughter. And I was just like, I'm dying. You're going to have to like keep our daughter alive today. Wow. Do we need to have like a healing session? Come forward, let's heal you right now. Me first. It's going to be awesome. Everyone's getting sick tonight. You're leaving with something, no matter what. So, back to the story. He has this interaction with her, and she basically, he calls her out, and he just basically says, like, hey, why don't you go get your husband and bring him here, and he can have some of this living water, too. And she's like, I'm not married. And Jesus goes, well, yeah, you're right, you're not married. That's correct, you're not lying to me, because you've actually, like, had five husbands, and, like, have kind of slept around a lot, and the dude you're with now is not even your husband. And she's like, who told you that? What's going on? And then she just kind of hits her like, this is like the Messiah. Why, like, dude, like, wow, this is legit God in the flesh. She has this freak out moment. And so she runs back to her hometown and tells everybody what just happened. She's like, you need to check this guy out. Like, he's the Messiah. Like, he's just like completely changed me. I'm done. Like, I'm done sleeping around. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm gonna try not to. And he's changed me. Like, you need to check this guy out. And basically, so camp, and the metaphor I gave everyone when I was up there, camp was the well, right? Camp was that well that we all got to come and sit with Jesus at and drink this living water where he steps into our life and sort of just changes it, like, drastically to where we go up this mountain and we all sort of have these desires and these thoughts of what we think we want and how we should live life. And then we get up there and we have this interaction with Christ at this well, at this camp on the mountain. And he just calls us out. But he doesn't judge us. He just shows us love and he just says, just change. And it's just instantly like, poof, change happens. And she runs back down to town. And so for us, I kind of want this to be that moment where we come back down from that well and get to just share for anyone. And even if you shared already, just after a few days of processing, just kind of share what this camp was for you. What changed for you at this camp, and maybe what changes you hope to make. And you might not be perfect and all that, but the desire has changed. And so I'll just kind of like, I have a mic up here. I'm just going to have you come sit and hang out. Like, don't come up here and talk about your life story. Like, we don't need to hear about conception and where your parents figured it out, you know, and all that. We just want to hear, it's just real brief, just camp. And just, we don't need to hear about how Michaela fell through the ice because she thought she was Jesus and could walk on water. Okay. All right. We don't need to hear about how all the guys decided to run naked around camp. Okay. And there's other things no one needs to hear. And so just come up and just share the meat of camp. Share the meat, that moment. Sure, yeah, you're eager. Come on up. So I have the mic, so this is like, so it's all right. So you can sit down, you can stand, whatever you want to do, whatever you're more comfortable. I'll sit down if you sit down. I'll just do it. Okay, I'll stand up if you stand up. I just want you to feel it. Hey, can you turn her mic on?
Testing. Brandi? 1, 2. Oh, it is. Okay,
there you go. Have you ever used a microphone before?
No.
Just kidding.
Wait, what is this? Do I brush my hair?
No, yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to to quickly say that before, like for a while now, I've been praying that everyone would get more into worship and really like feel the essence of what worship is. Because I'm all about worship, not just because I'm on the worship team, but because I love worship and I love everything about it. So I was praying before we went to camp that the weekend would just change people's perspective of what worship is and how to truly worship. And I believe that we all got that from the worship band that was there. They were awesome. And the music that was there. And today, I was looking out from the piano, and I could see you guys just were excited. And we're on fire for worship and for God and using worship to praise and celebrate God. And so I thought that was awesome. My prayer has been answered. Amen. Yeah. So, yeah. That's
sweet.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you. Yeah, come on up, Brandon.
Hello. Okay. So I'm just going to make this short. Ever since I left camp, I have actually been looking forward to coming to church more often. And I actually, the first time I got back, I started reading my Bible again. And so I've been slacking on that. So I don't know. I just look forward to it now because my perspective on all this has changed a lot. Because of camp, so.
Which, yeah. Maybe just real quick, just because it's kind of like, okay, I came back and I'm reading my Bible a lot. At what, like, at camp specifically, like, what was the moment?
I bet everybody else would agree, but that second night, yeah, that second night, it just totally hit me. Like, when he was talking to me, I felt like he was talking directly to me. I was like, I started tearing up a little bit, and all of a sudden, I was like, bawling, and I couldn't control it at all. It was just like, it was crazy.
Sweet. Thanks, man. No, they just want you to get off the chair so they can come on and talk. Yeah, come on. All right. I'll like try and like go section by section here.
Okay, so my favorite part of camp was actually on the last day. He was talking about when Jesus turned water into wine. Oh, that's really blinding. Sorry, this light is like right in my face.
Just don't look into it.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Anyways, so he was talking about how Mary told the servants to just say, or to do whatever Jesus said, and he told them to go fill up like 30-gallon jugs from the well.
Yeah, it was like 300 gallons of water, basically.
Anyways, and so they just kept filling up buckets, and they didn't ask about it. And so he said that if you want to see miracles, you have to be faithful in the mundane. And I just really liked that, and it really hit home.
For sure. I cried, actually, during that part. All right, we'll go back. Mason. I think I know when things really turned around for you. Is it when the Seahawks came back and won in overtime? Because you were a different person after that.
What's up? Hey, guys, what's up?
All right.
Hi, how's it going?
Go ahead. Into the mic.
Hi, how's it going? Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Good. Okay, good.
Quiet.
Just don't listen. Just talk.
All right. All right. So this being my first church event with the Grove, it was actually pretty eye-opening. I came with only one intention, and that was to get closer to God, and that definitely did happen. Kind of like Brandon was saying, second night, the cry night for all the guys. I think John Felty was the only one not crying. And
his tear ducts don't. He doesn't have tear ducts.
I don't think they work fully. All around, I think it was an amazing experience just to see just 500-plus people just really into God. And just over the course of the weekend, it started off as everyone's kind of embarrassed and shy and nervous. And then by the end of the weekend, everyone's giving each other hugs. No one knew each other. And I mean, it was just a really eye-opening experience. The hike, I have to say, was probably my favorite part because that was a little bit challenging for me since I have a hard time with my back. And honestly, by the end of that, I actually felt a lot better. I felt like Jesus had actually healed me. And I was supposed to go to the chiropractor later this week, and I have no pain. So I'm actually really happy for that because I was praying about that for a while, that that would get lifted. So
awesome, dude.
Hopefully that came true.
I actually woke up that next morning with that same, with the back pains. So I think it just like transferred.
You're welcome. Have fun dealing with that for the next 8 months.
Thanks, man. Yep. Okay. Oh, apparently Essence is next. Okay.
Too. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be this bright. That was so loud. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I think my favorite part of camp that I like learned from was the very last service that we had. It was on the morning of the 19th. And I'm like really out of breath for no reason.
Okay. It's a long walk.
Jump, that was a pretty big jump. But so he said something about like when we're little and we play follow the leader and you actually have to like do what he's doing instead of being like just sitting there and not doing anything. I'm like, oh, I'm playing in my mind. And like that kind of really like opened my eyes because I felt like, oh, I kept saying like I'm a Christian. I go to church all the time. I do this. I do that. But I never actually like did anything. So to like remind myself, I started writing follow on my arm, and so many people gave me so much crap for at school for it. They're like, what does that even mean, like blah blah blah, this that. I'm like, okay, leave me alone. Oh, I did, but it was like, don't give me
you
crap.
Told them about Christ and you said leave me alone.
Okay, no, I said
it's because I follow Jesus. Now get out of my face.
No, I said leave me alone in chem class because I was trying to do my warm-up. Yes, and I told him about Jesus. But it also, like, in, like I decided to surrender my life to Christ this weekend, and I got a mentor. And I got a mentor, and it kind of just, like, made me feel so much, like, better. Like, I got back to school, and I was like, wow, I was horrible before. But, like, now knowing that I have, like, so many people to, like, walk through this with, it was so, like, great. And if you didn't go, you should go next year. Unless you're a senior, then I don't know. Figure it out. But yeah, that was about it.
Thanks. Okay. I promise you we're not going to be able to get to everybody. Kiana, you already went. No, time's up. Brad, come on, Brad. If I don't let Brad speak, I won't hear the end of it for the rest of my life. Nothing. No, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, Brad, it's all you, man.
So I have this saying, and I say, when I have a microphone, you have to listen to me. I just want to say that through your microphone. I'm sorry. But I had to. I'm sorry. Okay, but this camp, I kind of went in it, like, not in the greatest condition with my faith ever. And this, he had us say, if you want to surrender your life for the first time for Christ, stand up. Couple people stand up. I said, should I stand up? And it was that, and I heard the word stand up, and it wasn't God, it was the I want attention part standing saying. So I said, God, if you want me to stand up, I'll stand up. But then so I didn't stand up because I'd already given my life to Christ. And so he said, if you feel like you need to come home if you need to come home again, stand up. And as soon as he said that, I'm like, I'm not kidding, I didn't feel like God actually lifted me up, but I couldn't have control of my body. So I stood up and I started crying so bad. So I came home for God.
Awesome.
And then so like right after that, it like the whole I started trusting God so much more. And an example of that was the hike down the mountain. I remember the order of this was Michaela, Colleen, me, and then Rachel and Cassie and Calvin, everybody else was behind me. They found like this little, they found a little steep part, and I see them like, I don't see where they got down. They got down. I'm like, I don't see where they got down. I don't see a way to grab on, but I see where I'm supposed to land, so I jumped.
And then you flew off the mountain?
I flew off the mountain, and so, I don't know. No, but I land with a huge thud, and I'm like, I look around, I'm like, am I alive? I think I scared one of the two in front of me. I'm sorry about that if I did. But that's an example of how I learned to trust God so much more. And as well as getting a lot more into worship. That was a lot of fun.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Okay. People over here. Oh, Joy. Oh, okay. Joy and then Mac. Come on, Joy. Joy, yes.
I talk a lot, so to make this really fast, one of the nights that really got me was the first night when you talked about how like big God really is, and whenever I would pray, I'd pray for like kind of like superficial things like having a boyfriend or like, I don't know, like getting straight A's or like getting my leg hold for prom, which I'll probably never get. But it got to the point where when he said that he could fit the universe in the palm of his hand, and just knowing that he's way bigger than like the things that you ask for him to do for you. And so now when I pray, it's basically just him or me asking him for him to lead my life and for me to stop, you know, asking for certain things. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I'll try to talk because I don't have that much of a voice. Okay, so
it won't bite you, I promise.
So second night that we were there was probably my favorite moment because I got to surrender my life with my best friends, Courtney and Essence. And it was just...
I thought you were pointing to me. I was like... Stop.
It was just one of those, like, really overpowering moments. And just, like, to stand there holding my, like, two best friends' hands, that the one that brought me to... the one that brought me to this church and the other one who's been here this entire time was amazing. And until that moment, I didn't understand, like, you guys know that if you guys were here, that they gave me a scholarship. I didn't know until that moment that that's why God brought me here, brought me there. So it was just, like, amazing. And I recommend going next year. I'm not going to miss any other church. It was so much fun.
Okay. I just pointed out 12 people, like six. Nick, well, no, let Kevin go first. Nick, yeah. I'm gonna let some of the senior guys go last. I see you guys. Don't worry. All right. All right, Kevin. Hey, just all right. You got this. I believe in you.
Well, for camp, I've been going for ever since I could remember. And honestly, it was just, okay, just try and fit in with everybody else, not be that awkward kid. But this time, honestly, I felt like God was leading me to do something else. And one of my best friends, most of you guys saw me hanging around her all the time. The second night where it was the cry night for everybody, and he asked us to stand up to give our lives to Christ. It was pretty amazing. She stopped running and decided to come to Christ, which I was very happy about. And then when he asked us if anybody needed to come home, that just hit me hard. And sort of like Brad said, I had no control over my body. And I stood up, and now I've been 24 days clean of all the stuff in my life that I was using to escape God. And then... And then there's one verse that I never really paid attention to until the speaker there, he told us about it. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I really thought it was just me sort of trying to figure it out on my own. But now... I know it's not my will, but his will be done.
Sweet, dude.
Okay. I don't really like talking to mics. I feel awkward. My name's Nick, and... Okay. I didn't really have plans on going to camp. I've actually missed a lot of the camps before, which now I really regret. So all of you who have the option to go, you should definitely go. But my mom just kind of came up to me and was like, I want you to go to camp. Will you please do it? I've already talked to Jared. And I was like, all right, whatever, fine. And so I came and I just planned on being quiet and not talking to anybody and just like kind of doing whatever. And through doing that, people actually approached me, and so the opposite happened, and the second day came around, and it was a really emotional day, and that service just changed everybody. And I remember at the end, we're all like huddled around each other, and like we'd been crying and stuff, and Jared's walking over, and him and I just like made eye contact for a minute, and it was like that, like you look into like each other's soul for a sec, and we just both like lost it for like a quick minute. And so like it was a pretty amazing camp, and I decided to not recommit, because I'd committed my life to Christ, but get back on the path. And now coming back, and now that I'm back here, it's pretty cool, because I feel the support from everybody, and I can feel, like, everybody's warmth and love, and it's just a cool feeling, so.
Wait. What's changed?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's changed?
I wasn't doing the things that I should have been doing. And I wasn't living my life for God. I was living my life for myself and what I wanted to do. And I definitely really lost myself. And just through listening to Brian and stop listening to myself and just let God take over, I could feel like what he wanted. And so I decided to change.
Sweet. All right. One, Nick, and then... All right. Okay. Only a couple more, all right? I got a couple of leaders who need to share something crazy that happened at camp that we need to talk about, so I just need to make sure we save time for that, so.
I'm Courtney. So I've gone to church my whole life, right? And every Easter they tell the story, Jesus is nailed to the cross, 3 days later he comes back. I knew the story. What I didn't know is that while Jesus was on the cross, all he could say is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And that, like, the theme of the night, I bawled. I know how easily I get angered at, like, my sisters, even they take my, like, clothes or something, and I think, like, Jesus on the cross, like, he was being brutality, like, nailed, and all he could say is, forgive them, they know not what they are doing. So I got home, and I thought, like, also another thing is, like, I was able to surrender as in, like, put my hands up, you know, kneel before God, but also when I came home, I was able to forgive and, like, ask for forgiveness from 3 people, and one being my own sister, and she had a really big miracle go on when I was gone, and she's back to Christ, which I didn't even know. She had run away, and I just felt bad for being such, like, a bad sister for not being there, and now we're accountability partners, and she's getting back on track, and I was able to find forgiveness when I got home, so that was awesome.
All right, I only have 2 more, and I got to get to the seniors. So, all right, okay, 3, okay. Come on, Tony.
Hi, I'm Tony. So I had like two favorite parts. My first one was like the first night was our senior girls' cabin cry night. I got to know like all of them a lot more. And like I've like gotten to see them like see how like God's like changing them and stuff. And then my second thing was when I forget what day it was, but he said he was talking about like the fishing nets and like how it was like, yeah, it was the last day. And so he said, if you guys are holding on to any nets, then would you stand up and release them? And so like like everyone has said, like my body like took over and I just stood up and I dropped it. And it's been something that I loved, and it was really, really a really hard decision that I'm still kind of heartbroken about, but at the same time I know it was the right decision. So
awesome. All right, both of you guys, Chandler. All right, Shane.
Hello, is this working? All right. So this weekend, I went to camp.
Oh, thanks, man. That's great. Yeah. All right, Tanner.
And I went in thinking I was going to learn something from a pastor, but the biggest message was actually from my friend Nick Sweet. When he was talking, I think it was the first or second night. And he was talking about his dad and how, like, he takes his own dad and, like, mom for granted too much. And that really hit me hard because I feel like I'm not the best son to my parents. And you could lose them any minute. Like, they could, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, but never mind. Scratch that. I did not say that. But you could lose them, like, any time. And it's just really hit me hard because if you're not that great with your parents, you may never see them again. And I don't know, I feel like that was really bad how I put that, but...
No, you appreciate your parents.
Does that make sense?
Out, right?
Yes.
All right, good job. Did you hug them and kiss
them?
Yes,
I did, actually. The first night I got home.
Awesome. Yes. You get a chance. Okay, I didn't know if you were sure.
Okay, first Jared punched me in the face at camp, and then... He took the whole time and messed with me and Chandler and wouldn't even call on us till the end. But thank you for calling me up, Jared. I just wanted to say God, like, super showed up at camp. Up until camp, I was praying super hard for my two best friends, one to rededicate his life to Christ because he really needed to, and the other one to give his life to Christ because he never had. And there were huge pains in my booty for so long, and I thought it was never going to happen. I told him, all right, God, I got him to come to camp. I can't do anything else. And then he did it, and they both gave their lives to Christ there, and it was awesome. That's just what I wanted to say.
Sweet, huh?